Morning. Today's daf is Ayin Hey. We start in the Mishnah on Ayin Hey. We start in the Mishnah on Ayin Dal Amud Beis, and we're continuing. I have a chumash. No, I'll get a chumash. It's okay. Okay, seventh parak of Menachos deals with the global, deals with the more general structure and form of Menachos. It's not a long parak. In fact, we'll be finishing it pretty shortly. Let's say tomorrow. Okay, that was quick. Thank you so much. That was quick. Let's go over some basics. Okay, we're starting the Mishnah here, and the Mishnah deals with the. The general regarding menachos, and that is the application of oil. Right, most menachos have oil. There are a couple of exclusions. Some menachos don't have oil. The lechem apanim does not have oil. The sota mincha doesn't have oil. The chotes mincha doesn't have oil. Okay, so there are a couple of exceptions, but the general rule is that menachos have oil. And when we say the general rule, really, our focus today is going to be on minchas nedava, on the voluntary menachos. So we talked about this already in the past. There are five menachos that are voluntary. The Torah in Perek Beis describes all five of them. We're going to go through this quickly, but it just again, these are just basic information that you need to know in order to understand the Gemara. The Gemara is going to be darshaning a lot today, and it's not a lot of information. It's not a bulk, but still, you just need to know the basics. So the Torah in the beginning of Perek Beis says that if a person were to bring a karban mincha l'Hashem sola, so the first mincha that the Torah describes is sola, it's flour. So you can hear that word a lot today, yitzika. Yitzika is a pouring. So you pour oil on top of it, and then you put lavona. So just from the context of the pasuk, you hear that the yitzika is done at a later stage. Right. In fact, the Torah makes it sound like Yasek Allah Hashem and Nasan Lavona, Shem and Lavona. Lavona, we know, is like one of the final stages before you do the Kemitza, right? So Yitzika. There's something called Yitzika. Ve'adiel v'nei Aaron Kohanim v'kamatz misham alokum so, and then Kemitza is done misalto mishamna from the flour and from the oil. Al kol Lavona v'hiktira Kohen esas karasa mizbecha, and then the Kohen offers it. Remember, the word as karasa is really code for the Kometz. The Kometz is referred to as the memory device, the memory piece. And the rest of it is eaten by the Kohanim. Okay, that's number one. Okay, so number one is our mincha solas. Number two, the chisakriv karban mincha ma'afei sanor, solas chalos matzos bulos bashemen, urikike matzos meshuchen bashamen. So number two is really 2a and 2b. Okay, we'll call it 2 and 3, because I want to get to the number 5, so we'll do it like that.
These are different reasons or different types?
Different types, actually different types. If a person brings mafatan or an oven-baked mincha, so oven-baked mincha can come in one of two forms. Either can come as chalos, it can come as loaves, right? The Torah describes that, solas chalos matzos bulos b'shemen. I say loaves, by the way, I say challah. Right, don't get confused. You Friday night we eat challah, but that's not what we're talking about over here. This isn't chametz. None of this is chametz. It's all matzah, every bit of it. All the five voluntary offerings are matzah. The only thing that is chametz is either the shtei alechem that's brought on Shavuos or the 10 loaves of the karban todah. Karban todah is made up of 40 loaves. 10 of those 40 are chametz. Everything else is matzah. We are talking about matzah. So in our oven baked mincha, it's either solos chalos matzos bulos b'shemen or rikike matzos meshuchim b'shemen. Rikike means thin wafers. So it's either chalos, which is apparently not thin wafers. I don't know how to describe it, but it's more bulky, or the thin wafers. Okay, so that's 2 and 3. 2 and 3 really are two different types of mafetanur. You remember, you'll need to know this for today, Rabbi Shimon's of the opinion that really there are three different types over here. It's either all chalos, meaning all loaves are going to be made up of chalos, or all loaves are going to be made up of rikikin, or Rabbi Shimon says you can have the combo of chalos and rikikin. Okay, we're up to number 4. In number 4 and number 5, we all know. The mincha al ha-machavas karbanecha. What if it's a machva? Machva is a thin pan mincha. Soles belula vashemen matzatiyeh. So here you have another word that the Torah describes, which is belula. Actually, we had the word earlier in by the Ma'afat Tanur as well. Belula means mixing. I mix the oil with the flour. So belula vashemen matzatiyeh pasos osa pitim. Okay. I'll pronounce it for you people. Patot ota pitim. Now you understand. And you have to break it up into pieces. V'yatzakta alei hashamen, and then you again you do your tzika. You pour oil on top of it. Mincha hi, it is a mincha. And finally, number five, in mimchas marcheshes karbanecha. If you want to bring a marcheshes, solos b'shem and taser. Marcheshes is a deeper pan. Okay. And then you do the comments. Beautiful. And then the Torah says, make sure not to make it chametz, and don't add leavening agent, and don't add honey. And okay, good. Okay, those are the five different types. Now, if you looked at it carefully, so oil, when do I add oil? So, Torah doesn't give a clear picture of when I add oil. I know there's something called belila, right? Belula is b'shemen, I mix it with oil. I also know there's something called yitzika, which I somehow means that after it's completed, I pour oil on top of it. Okay, so essentially, from the psukim, I think we could figure that there are two different applications of oil. So now we're going to, that's Torah Shabbat. Now we're going to learn Torah Shabbat Peh. We'll learn the Mishnah Menachos, and we're going to bump up the number to three. Three oil application ones when it comes to your standard mincha. We are in the Mishnah, in Ayin Dalam and Beis, and we start. Kol Menachos Nasos Bekli Tunos Shlosha Matanos Shemen. Really, there are three oil applications. It's all to one mincha, meaning on one mincha, generally speaking, this is a general rule, there are going to be three oil applications. Now, yitzika, belila, umatan, shemen, bekli, kodim, las, yasam. They are, number one, yitzika, number two, belila, and number three, matan, shemen, bekli, kodim, las, yasam. Now, the Mishnah is going to be a little bit confusing. I will unconfuse the Mishnah. Now, it's not going to be me. It's going to be Rashi. It's out of order. The Mishnah provided us this information out of order. Yitzika is the last thing you're going to do. Belila is the middle thing you're going to do. And Matan Shem and Bikli, Kodon Le'yasiyasan, is the first thing you're going to do. So the Mishnah's correct understanding is 3, 2, 1. Okay, so now let's do it in order. Meaning, let's make the mincha. So number one is going to be Matan Shem and Bikli, Kodon Le'yasiyasan.
Right.
Okay. Like first thing you do is you pour oil in, meaning you're going to fry it in the pan, right? Machesh is machvas. Okay, so you're going to fry it in the pan. So the first thing you're going to do is put oil in the bowl. Okay, that is what's called matan shemen bekli. Now, in the psukim themselves, this is the only oil application that the Torah doesn't mention outright. Right, Torah talks about belila. Torah talks about yitzika. This first application, it's like the primer, meaning the first thing you need to do is put oil in the pan. Okay, that's number one. Number two is going to be belila. Then, after putting oil in the pan, then you put the flour in, and then you knead it. Then you're going to put oil in, and you're going to mix it together. So it's a layer of oil on the bottom, flour on top of it. I may have made a mistake, by the way. I'm not sure if you knead it yet. Then you put oil on top of that. So it's oil, flour, oil, then belila, then you mix it together, okay, and then, for some menachos, then there's going to be yitzika, then there's going to be a pouring of oil after it's baked. We'll talk more about that.
What about the water?
I'm not sure. Meaning, yes, there's going to be water. Water is, for some menachos, you have to have water because there's no oil, yeah, right? The lechem upon him, there's no oil.
But then you add it.
In the beginning?
I'm sure. I'm not sure. Okay, so it's a good question. I'm not sure.
There's a mixing container, and then there is a pan to bake it or cook it.
Sometimes there's a pan, sometimes there's not a pan. For the machvas and the marcheshes, there's a pan. For the mafetanor, there is no pan. Mafetanor, just a mixing bowl.
What we're talking about is a mixing one. The mixing.
Yeah.
Okay. You're adding oil to the mixing.
Wait, just wait.
Do we add water? Is my pan?
No. I don't think so. Okay. Yitziko velilo matan shemem bekli kon las yasan chalos. So now, when it comes to chalos, which is one of the mafetanors, right? Mafetanor is either chalos or it's rikikin. So when it comes to chalos, bolalan divrei Rebbe. So according to Rebbe, I only do the belila after it's baked. Okay? Rebbe is a funny shita. It's kind of hard to understand, hard to figure. Meaning, you put a little oil in the bottom of the pan, you put flour on top of it, you bake it, you still have more oil to go because you have this process called belila. According to Rebbe, you do that after it's converted into chalos. After you bake it, then you do belila with oil. Okay? Some people like dipping their, you know, their bread into oil. Right, my father being one of them, olive oil, loves it. So, but it's kind of just kind of hard to imagine. And also the word belila itself, belila means to mix. Yeah, so it's hard. Shitas Rebbe is hard to understand. It's hard to picture. The Chachamim Omrim Solas, and the Chachamim say no. That's not correct. That's not accurate. The Matan Shemen Bekli, a flour on top of it, and still at this stage, then you do belila, then you put the second oil on top of it. Ha'chalos to'unos, belila rekikin, mishicha. Chalos require belila. Rekikin, the wafers, that requires mishicha. Okay? And as the Gemara is going to point out, they're mutually exclusive. Meaning the chalos require belila, not rekika. And not mishicha, thank you. And the rekikin and the wafers require mishicha, not belila. Okay? We'll talk more about that later on. Ketzan moshchan. Now, for the rekikin, there's something called mishicha, right? The Torah says that when you make your rekikin, it's mishucha m'shemen. It is anointed with oil. Now, we know anointing, right? And, Kalim are anointed. Kohanim are anointed. Kohen Gadol. Kings are anointed. Okay, so how do you anoint? So you smear a little bit of oil on the surface. When it comes to a king or Kohen Gadol, you put it right where the tefillin lies. Okay. So ketzan moshchen kemin chai. So you smear oil and you make the form of a letter. The Gemara over here describes a letter. It is not a Hebrew letter. It is a Greek letter. What is the letter? Which Greek letter is it? What does it look like? Stay tuned. Stay tuned. The Gemara later on will discuss this. The Hashar Nechal Mekohanim. Now there's going to be oil after that, meaning Yitzika just requires a shmir. So, shmir, of course, is a very technical term. And there's going to be leftovers after the shmir, right? So what do you do with the leftovers of that oil? Simple, give it to the Kohen, and the Kohen gets to eat the leftover oil. Okay, so we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah describes the oil applications for menachos in general. And our Mishnah gives us a basic rule that when it comes to menachos, kol ha-menachos that are done in a kli, that are done in a vessel, require three applications. Lemu'ute mai, the Gemara wants to know. What are we coming to exclude over here? So Amar Papa lemu'ute minchas mafeh. The Mishnah over here is coming to exclude minchas mafeh. Minchas mafeh doesn't have all three applications. Tanu Rabbanu, we learned in the Brisa of the in minchas marcheshes kamenecha souls b'shemen te'aseh. So I told you that this first application of oil is not explicitly written in the Pesukim, but the Gemara tweets. The Gemara teases it out of the Pesuk. The Torah says, "In minchas marcheshes kabanecha soles bashemen." The flour is in oil. So how is the flour in oil? So that's our first application, meaning lay down the oil on the bottom and put the flour on top of it. So kabanecha, kabanecha l'gzer shava. So the Gemara says, okay, but that's by the Marcheshes. Right, that's number five. Right? This din of Matan Shemen Bekli, the first oil, the first layer of oil on the bottom, so we were suggesting that that's true for every one of the Menachos. Meanwhile, the only Pasuk that alludes to this idea is only Mincha number five, the Marcheshes. Right? That's Pasuk Zayin, in Minchas Marcheshes Kabanecha, Solas Bashemen Teaseh. So how do I know that it applies to all others? That's the next part of the Gemara. So, karbanecha, karbanecha, ligzera shava. Ma'kan matan shemen bekli, af lahala matan shemen bekli. Ma lahalan yitziku velila, af kan yitziku uvelila. And just like there's a mention by the Marcheshes, there's not a word about yitzika and belila, right? All the Torah says regarding the Marcheshes is, in minchas marcheshes karbanecha solas b'shemen te'aseh. That's it. There's no description of belila. There's no description of yitzika. So the Gemara says, once you have gzera shava, it's a two-way street. So this teaches us that there's matan shemen bekli by all the other menachos, and just like by the other menachos, there is belila and yitzika, the mixing And the final pouring, or the final smearing, if you will, so it's two by the Marchesha, same thing. You have Belila and you have the Yitzhikah. Chalos, Bolalan, Divarebi v'chachamim omrim solas. How do you prepare your chalos of mafet tanur? Your oven baked chalos. Tanur rabbanan solas belula, malamish nivleles solas. The Tanakama, which is the chachamim of our Mishnah, say, when do I do the belila of the chala? While it's still flour. Oil on the bottom, flour over it, and then belila, and then oil on top of it, and mix it together. Meaning the chala is like all the other menachos, according to the chachamim. Rabbi Omer chalas bolan. Rabbi says no. Oil on the bottom, flour on top of it. Knead it, bake it, then do your belila. Shenemer chalas belulos. Now Rabbi actually has the source. Meaning when you look at when you go back up to the Torah's description of the chalos, the Torah says chalos matzos belulos bashemen. Meaning challah. Challah means it's a baked product. So this is Rabbi's opinion. Amru lov alo lachmei toda nemar ben chalos. The Gemara, so the Chachamim's counter argument to Rabbi is, look, just because the Torah says the word chalos doesn't necessarily mean the belila is done after it's baked. In fact, let's go to the lachmei toda. Lachmei toda, the Torah describes them as chalos. V'efshar lebolalan, and you know you can't do belila when it comes to the lachmei toda. Right? So I said it with such passion, right? I was adamant about it. Why not? why can't you do belila after you've converted the lachmei toda into chalos? The Gemara is going to explain. The Gemara is going to ask that very question. So the yeshul abolam kishen chalos ela solas. So ketzad osa. So now step by step recipe for how to make your chalos of mafet tanur. Nosein shemen bekli karnam laasiyasam v'nosna. So first put the oil on the bottom, then put flour over it. V'nosein shemen aleha, then put oil on top of it. So it's oil, flour, oil. Uvolala, and then mix it together. V'lasha, knead it. V'ofan, bake it. Uposisa, break it up into pieces. V'nosein aleha shemen, and then put oil on top of it. V'komet, and do the kamitza. Now, little thing that I'm not sure if I was clear about from the beginning of Menachos. For most of the Menachos, Kemitza. How do you picture Kemitza? I picture Kemitza that it's done with the dough.
Right.
I picture it with the dough. That's true, but... For solas. Correct. Yeah. Absolutely correct. That's true for solas. For solas, you do the kemitza while it's still dough, right? For all the other ones, for your mafet tanur, for your machavas, and your marcheshes, first you bake it, and then you do kemitza. So, what? Right? How does that work? So the answer is, you break it up. You break it up into pieces. The word piece is actually... the English word and the word that the Torah uses is kind of similar. The Torah says patototo pitim, or if you're me, sorry, I know this is going to hurt your ears. So pasos osa pisim, you break it up into pieces. So, but it's funny though, the word, especially if you're Ashkenaz, the word actually sounds similar. Next Mishnah is going to talk about breaking up into pieces. And then after breaking up into pieces, by the way, you don't crumble it. In fact, we're going to see that later on in the Gemara. Right? In other words, you might have thought, if I'm going to do kemitza, which means I want it in my fist, I should just break it back up into crumbs, make breadcrumbs of it. Later on, we'll see that that's not the case. Break it up into pieces, small pieces, kezayis pieces, olive-sized pieces, and then you do kemitza after that. Okay, so, ready? According to the Chachamim, oil, flour, oil. This is talking about the mafet tanur, the oven bake. Oil, flour, oil. Knead it, bake it, break it up into pieces. Put oil on top of it. Yitzika, komates, and then you do your kemitza. Wonderful. Okay, step by step. Rabbi Omer, and Rabbi disagrees because Rabbi says no, that the second oil comes after baking. So according to Rabbi, here's how it would go: chalos. Bolalon, Shenamar, Chalos, Belulos, Beshem, and Ketzad Osa. No, saying shemem bekli oil. Kodem la'asiyasa v'nosna. Then put the flour in, and then lasha, knead it, ofa, bake it, posasa, break it up into pieces. Nosna ala shemen. Now put oil on top of it. This is your belila oil. Uvolala, and mix it together. V'chozer v'nosna ala shemen. Now you can put your yitziko oil on top of that. The comets, and do your kemitza. E efshar. Sorry, the comets. Period. Okay.
So according to Rebbe, belila is done after the thing is baked.
Correct. Absolutely correct. Machlokes between the Chachamim and Rebbe, neither of them saw the Beis Hamikdash. Right? Really, it's either, you know, they have a, this, it could be like, it's, you know, these things never bother me. It's like the Rashi Rebbe in the time, Machlokes by Tfilin, right? The grandson argues with his grandfather. No, it's an antiquated Machlokes. It's an older Machlokes, just popularized by Rashi and Rabbi Natam. Here also, this Machlokes between the Chacham and Rabbi may be an older Machlokes, and so to say, brought to us, popularized to us by Chachamim and Rabbi. Now, Efshar Dekamle Rabban Le Rabbi Mayhi. Gemara now wants to know, you know, the Chachamim, Rabbi's position is that the Belila oil, that's oil number two, is poured in after you bake it. And the Chachamim said, come on, you can't do that. What, you expect to do that by the Lach Metoda? And like, we heard the question, none of us in the room understood the question, like, why not? Why is that such a powerful question? And the Gemara recognizes that we don't know what's going on, and the Gemara wants to know now, E. Efshar, Dekamer Le Rabban Le Rabbi Mayhi. What was that E. Efshar? What was the power of that question that the Chachamim asked to Rabbi? So, I'm Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yishem, and he, look, it's a little bit of oil. Meaning that when you get to the oil for the Lach Metoda, there are a lot of loaves of bread. 40 loaves in total. And the amount of oil that's used for the chalos, for the loaves, is only Revi Hashem. It's going to be only quarter of a log of oil, approximately 4 ounces of oil. Heich mischalekes lekama chalos. If you're talking now about only doing belila, after the baking, there's just simply going to be insufficient oil for all those loaves, especially now that they're baked already. Okay, if I saw the quantities that were used, I'd probably understand this a lot better. But just in other words, the point is that a little bit of oil, a lot of bread, it's just impossible. Impossible that there's enough oil for everything. Hachalos tenunos belila rekike meshicha. Tana rabbana. Okay? More brisa, more drashas in terms of the mafet tanur, your mafet tanur menachos. Chalos belulos, v'lo rikikin belulos. The chalos get the stage of belila, rikikin do not get belila. Meaning, in mafet tanur, each one of them, there are two of them, chalos and rikikin, each one of them get two of three of the applications. So your chalos get belila, but they don't get meshicha. Okay, chalos belulos, I'm sorry, right now we're going to focus on the rikikin. Chalos belulos v'lo rikikin belulin. Rikikin don't get belila. Sheyach v'lo dinu, and the Gemara says, look, if it's left up to our logic, each one of them will get all three. Uma chalos shein tuna meshicha tuna belila, rikikin shetuna meshicha. Look, if rikikin require the meshicha process, eno din shetuna belila, for sure it's going to need belila. Tamalomar chalos belulos v'lo rikikin belulin. So the Gemara says that's what the Torah is getting at. The Torah is driving at that the chalos require belila, but not the rikikin. Okay? Rikikin meshuchin velo chalos meshuchin. What about the shmir stage?
How do they make the rikikin if they don't mix it?
Meaning, no, first oil, then flour, and then do they... Meaning, no oil afterwards, then you're going to knead it.
Then
you need it, you bake it, and
you just skip it after it's baked.
Correct, and no belila that's done. And then when it comes to rikikin, other way around, shmir, but no, but the chalos don't require the shmir. Sheyach v'alo dinu, and again, we could have made a kavachomer. Omar rikikin sheino tuna belila tuna meshicha. Chalos shetuna belila eino din shetuna meshicha. Well, chalos. Look, if you're going to do belila, for sure you should do meshicha. That's what the kavachomer would have. Led us to in terms of a conclusion. So my Tamuda, so the Gemara says, and how exactly do these drushas work? Amarava, lo lishtame velichtov chalos meshuchin rikikin belulov. The Gemara says, because Look, the default position is that menachos require both. Meaning, like our Mishnah says, kol ha-menachos nasus b'kli, any mincha needs meshicha and belila. So that's the default position. The fact that when the Torah now describes the mafa tanner, and the Torah goes out of her way to say, look, you're going to see the chalos and they're belulos b'shemen. Okay, but that's the default. So the Torah is telling us, by having said the word belula, it means belula to the exclusion of meshicha. And then when it comes to rikikin, meshuchin b'shemen. The default is, it would have gotten both. Why does the Torah say the word meshuchin? To go out of its way to say, meshicha not belila. Okay. Ketzad moshchan, keminchai, v'ashar nechal. My keminchai, I promised. The Gemara is going to talk about later on, what is that Greek letter? So Amar Avkana keminchai yivani. It's the Greek letter chai. Okay, that's all we get from the Gemara. Gemara is really not that descriptive in terms of what Greek letter that is. And what Greek letter is it? Okay, so you're going to see a lot of opinions. There is a Tosfos over here. Where am I? Kemin chai, sorry, but kuntras, kemin tes. So kuntras, Rashi writes, it's a letter tes. Okay. Black, I mean, you know. Right, it's basically it's how do I describe it? It's, you know, it's a U with a little leg. Uperish Chumash Perish Gimel. Now if you look at Rashi and Chumash, Rashi says it looks like the letter Gimel. So, you know, stem on top, drop down, a leg. The Yesh Mefarshim Kimin Nun O Kimin Chaf. Okay, we're really all over the place. All right, it's a nun. It's a chaf. It's certainly a block, right? It's certainly an L. Uv arach perish etanya bekrisos hamalach moshchan kemin nezer vakonim kemin chay yevanis perish yatzik shema arosh aron v'yored elach ve'elach kemin shnei margalis v'zehu tzuraso. Now there should be an expectation of a picture, right? When Tosfos says, and here's the picture, and you're looking on the page for the picture, it's not there. Okay.
Does it have a meaning? Did it have a meaning?
Here's the picture, and we say, no, it's not the picture.
Right. Once there's a picture there, we're of course going to deny. No, that's not that.
But did he have a? Is there a meaning to it?
I don't know.
Or it's just a shmear that just is looks it's like a whatever you want it to look like.
Whatever. No, not whatever you want. Look, it looks like something. Now, they at that time knew what it was.
You hit all four corners, and you don't connect it all.
A chai in Greek is an X.
It's an X, right?
Oh, it's an X.
So right. You see, so X, and I've heard that before also. So, in other words, of the countless explanations that we saw in Tosfos, none of them really.
I think Rambam says
an X, right?
Rambam says.
Yeah, okay. Okay. I'm with you. Tanur Rabbanan, we go on in the Gemara. Mincha ba mechza chalas and mechza rikikin. Now, what if you do half and half? Now, you should say to me immediately, what do you mean half and half? No such thing as half and half. Meaning it's either going to be chalos or it's going to be rikikin. What does that mean, half and half? So Rashi over here writes, mincha ba mechza chalas and mechza rikikin. Asar chalas va asar rikikin l'rabbanan mevi log. Inyan acher haba mechza chalos mechza rikikin kagon shehevi hei chalos hei rikikin v'Rabbi Shimon hida'amar mechza chalos mechza rikikin maybe. So either Rashi offers two explanations over here. Either we're talking about where you double the recipe. So in other words, it's two times the amount that you normally have, and half of it is chalos and half of it is rikikin. Or we can be going like Rabbi Shimon, where you start with your isaron and you break it up into two, and five of them you make chalos and five of them you make rikikin. Okay? Maybe log shemen v'chot sehu. So you bring log shemen and you divide it into half. Chetziv l'chalos v'chetziv l'rikikin. So half of it's going to go to the chalos and half of it go to rikikin. Now remember, because they're chalos rikikin, so it's not going to be the same oil application. Chalos, bolalan. So when it comes to the chalos, you do belila. Urikikin, moshkan. Umoshik is a rakik alpene kula v'ashar shem and machzir l'chalos. Now, there's going to be leftover oil because meshicha only requires a shmir. After the shmir, there's going to be leftover oil. What do you do with that leftover oil? So according to the Tanakami here, you take that all that oil and you throw it with the chalos, because belila, you just simply keep pouring until it totally mixes in. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Amar Moshchan Kimin Chai, V'Shar Hashem Enecha L'Kohanim. And the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Shimon, no, shmir. After the shmir, just simply hand the rest of the oil to the kohanim, again, salad dressing. Or they get to dip, whatever, they get to eat it. Tan yidab chilant on a breisa. Rekikin haban bifne atzman, mevi lok shemen u'moshchan, v'chozer moshchan, ad sheyechala kol shemen shebelog. With another breisa, that rekikin that come by themselves, lok shemen, you do meshicha, and what do you do with the rest of the oil? Do meshicha again. Keep shmearing. Shmear and another shmear and, until all the oil is done. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Moshchan kimenchai, v'shar shemen echal lakohanim. You do meshicha and just simply hand the rest of the oil over to the kohen, and the kohen will be able to consume the remainder of the oil. Okay, good. That is the Mishnah that deals with the oil applications.
The kohen has to consume it, or he can use it for other purposes.
Consumption. It's a carbon. Carbon. It's a carbon. Need to be eaten. Okay. Pesisa. We now talk about the breaking up of the mincha. Where does the Torah describe it? So only one place. Meaning we have five karbanos, five minachos, mincha and nedava, and solus is number one. Two and three are your two different types of mafatana, your oven baked. And then there's a machvas, and then there is the marcheshes. And only by number four, I said number five, number four, in mincha ala machvas karbanecha, solus bulu abashemen, matzah tiyeh, so the fried in the thin pan, pasos osa pitim. And then you break it up into pieces, v'yatzak ala shaman, mincha hi. Okay? So you break it up into pieces, called menachos anasos bekli, to una pesisa. Any mincha that's made in a kli, so you need to make it, you need to break it up after you bake it. Lemute mayam rapapa lemute shtealach melacham upon him. Okay, again, with every rule there's an exception. Okay, that's a rule. And then, is there an exception to that rule? Okay, never mind. Okay, so our Mishnah says that all menachos that are made in a kli require pesisa, and is there an exception to the rule? The Gemara says, "Lamute ma'am, rapapa lamute shtei alechem lachem upon him." Yep, shtei alechem lachem upon him. What do those two have in common?
We don't break them up.
Right, right. Aside from the fact that we don't break them up, okay. What else do those two have in common?
The chumens.
No. Shtei alechem is chametz. Lachem upon him is not.
No, there is no labana.
No,
they're baked.
Right?
Shows.
It's good. You get to really think this through. You know, get the.
Are they brought every day.
Shtei alechem is brought in Shavuos. The lechem upon him is brought every week. All right. They don't go right. None of it. It doesn't go on the mizbeach. Doesn't go on the mizbeach. Neither of them go on the mizbeach. And a kemitza is done. Right. Same point. Same idea. We don't do kemitza. We don't do kemitza by the shtei alechem. We don't do kemitza by the lechem upon him. Right. So without a kemitza, so there's not going to be a pesisa. Now you understand the correlation. Right? It's a perfect correlation. Meaning because the whole idea of breaking it up is we have to do kemitza. Meaning we bake it, but now we're going to have to do kemitza. So how are we going to do it? So we break it up into pieces. Now that we've broken up into pieces, so now we can be able to do kemitza. For your lechem upon him, your shtei alechem, so we don't have to do kemitza. So since we don't have to do kemitza, we don't have to do...
So what about the mincha of the kohen?
Right? Is that coming up? That's coming up. Okay. All right. The Gemara is going to discuss. So lamute maya marapapa lamute shalachem lachem upon him. Tana rabbanim pasos osapitim. Mincha l'rabbas kol amenachos l'psisa. So you could have argued that this mitzvah of psisa only applies to marcheshes. Right? Incorrect. Machvas. Okay. Correct. Right? I'm looking right to chumash. It's unbelievable. The brain is fantastic. Right, machavas. I would have thought that it only applies to the machavas because the only place in the Torah that the Torah describes this process of breaking it up is only by the machavas. Okay, so but that's not true because it says pasos osa pitim v'yasat ala hashamen. Torah could have just stopped right there, and then it says mincha hi. It's a mincha. Well, of course it's a mincha. Meaning we're in the second parak of Vayikra. What else is it supposed to be? Mincha hi. So the Gemara says, that word is important. It teaches us that this is true by all menachos. Right? So what about what just happened? Mincha. Okay. So if every mincha requires the process of pesisa, of breaking it up into pieces, so why not do the same thing for the she'alachem alachem upon him? Tamalamar osa. So we have a miut, we have an exclusionary word, and that is osa. V'yatzata shemen mincha, l'rabbas kol ha-menachos l'yitzika. And then you have this process of yitzika. And again, yitzika is not mentioned by all the menachos. Yitzika is limited. It says it by the soles. V'yatzaka la ha-shemen, v'nasan ala lavona. Is yitzika mentioned elsewhere? I don't think so. No. Okay. So how do I know? V'yasakta shemen mincha. Sorry. V'yasakta shemen mincha l'rabbas kol menachos liyitzika. The fact that the Torah then says mincha means that this is a standardized process for all menachos. All menachos require yitzika. Yachushani mar be'af minchas mafe. Okay. Now that we know that's not true, we know that the mafe tanner specifically, the rekikim, do not get yitzika. So, Tamalamar Allah Hashem and Otsias Achalos. The Chalos do not get Yitzika. So Tamalamar Allah Hashem and Otsias Achalos for Otsias Rekikin. Tamalamar He. Okay, my Tamuda. The Gemara says, how does this derivation work? Eim Alahotzi Minchas Kohanim. Maybe the Torah is coming to exclude the Minchas Kohen. Amarabba Ezu Davish Etzarech Shnei Miutim Have a Omer Zem Minchas Mafet. No. The Minchas Mafet required the double Miut. Why? Because the Minchas Mafet really breaks up into two different types. There's the Chalos and the Rekikin. The Chalos and the Rekikin therefore do not get this process of Yitzika. Okay. Mishnah. Ein Hamad Beis. Minchas Yisrael, mincha of a Yisrael, meaning not a mincha of a Kohen. Mincha of a Kohen is totally burnt on the mizbech. We don't need to break it up into pieces. Just throw it up onto the mizbech and burn on the mizbech. Mincha Yisrael, kofel echad l'shnayim. So how do you do it? So you take it. It's a wafer, and you fold it over into two. Now the word likfol means to fold over. Like kefil. Kefil spelled with a... With a kaf and not a kuf, huh?
Before you bake it? Because it's already broken, it's going to be hard, right?
Yeah. Not crispy hard, although the machvas may be. But minchas yisrael kofen echel l'shtayim. So fold it over, one into two, v'shtayim l'arba. And then fold it over again. Mm. Okay, so if you can imagine...
It's pretty tricky.
Also, like thin. Is it crispy? I don't know. It's more like pita than it is matzah. So v'shlem la'arba umavdil, and then don't just fold it over, but actually break it apart. Meaning you want it now in small pieces. Minchas kohanim now by minchas kohen kofalach l'shem v'shlem la'arba v'ino mavdil. So by the mincha of a kohen, you still have this idea of folding it over, but just it. In other words, just leave the creases. Don't actually separate it because there's no point. It's going to be burnt on the mizbech. Mincha is kohen mashiach lo yem mekapla. Now, when it comes to the mincha of the kohen gadol, so that the meaning the chavitin, so we wouldn't even fold it over. Rabbi Shimon Omer, mincha is kohen, mincha is kohen mashiach in bam pesisa, mimnei she in bam kemitza, v'chol she in bam kemitza in bam pesisa, v'kulam posis in kezesim. And the Mishnah ends up right. The mincha kohen, there's no point in being mavdil because it's going. There's no kemitza, and if there's no kemitza, there's no point in doing pesisa, right? As we've already described.
But this is like the opposite. Before that, Rabbi Shimon said that you do kemitza, but that was for
a mincha kohen. For the kohen. The kohen. Since we're not going to be doing kemitza, so there's no need to do pesisa. The kulan posasan kizaisin. And finally, the last three words of the Mishnah, and I break it up into kizesim. Now, what does that mean? Rashi writes as follows. The upstairs Rashi. Okay, Rashi says like this. And the kulan shitzrichem pesisa Mekaplan shnayin ledalid, vidala leches, veches letazayin, aji upsisam kezesim. Okay. First pshat Rashi is, keep doing it. Meaning from the Mishnah, it sounds like just to break, fold it over into two, fold it over again into four pieces, and stop. Rashi says no. You keep going. Meaning what the Mishnah is just doing is showing us how to start it. The Mishnah is just starting us off. But you keep breaking it up until the pieces get to the point of a kezias, until they get small enough where they're actually kezesim. That's one pshat in Rashi. In yinachiv v'kulam p'sifim kezesim sheyachol aposasam ashi apisim kezesim aval pachos mekezesim ein yachol aposasam kol shekein. Another pshat in the Mishnah is you can't break it up smaller than a kezias, meaning kezias is as small as you can break it. Once you make the loaves, there are 10 loaves that are made out of one isaron, and once you break up each loaf into four pieces, those pieces are essentially going to be one kezias. Okay, so that would mean then that there would be 40 kezasim that come from one isaron. Okay, all right. Tana Rabbanu, pasos yachol shem tamalara pitim. I pitim yachol yasana peirurim. If the Torah would have said the word pitim, I would have thought make crumbs out of it. Tamalara osa le pitim velo petita le pitim. Okay, haketzad. So in other words, we want to break it, but we don't want to crumble it. Menchas yisrael kol pralachol shem v'sham l'arba ma'avdil menchas kohanim v'kol mashiach chayem akapla v'chulei. V'ha'anan tanan but our mishnah said lo yem akapla. Our Mishnah says you wouldn't fold it over. Amarabba ina makapla larba va makapla shnayim. Okay. When it comes to the mincha of the Kohen, so fold over once and that's it. Stop. When it comes to the mincha of Yisrael, fold it over again, and divide and break it. Rabbi Shimon Amar mincha sparan mincha from Mashiach Chaim ben Pesisa Amar Rabbi Yosef Hai Chavitza the Isbei Perurim Kizayis Mevarchan Alav Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. Okay. From here until the bottom of the Amud, we get a little bit of Hilchos Brachos. Okay? And it's good. Okay. What do we know? That after the whole process of the Mincha is done, the Kohen eats it. Kemitza is thrown up onto the Mizbech, and the Shirayim are eaten by the Kohanim. Now the Kohen's going to make a Bracha. As we're about to learn, the Kohen's going to make two Brachas. Possibly two Brachas. Right. If this is a first-time opportunity for the Kohen to be eating his mincha, so he gets to make a shechianu. Okay. And then, after when he's about to eat the mincha, so the bracha he's going to make is hamotzi lechem in haaretz. It's bread. So as bread, we're going to be making hamotzi. On the other hand, also consider the following, that even though it's bread, but it's broken up into little pieces. Okay. And those pieces are small. So, let's start this again. Amar of Yosef. Hai chavitza de isbe perurim kezayis mevarchan alav hamotz yalechem in arts. If I have chavitza, now, the fair question to ask is, what is chavitza? Take a look at Tosfos over here. Chavitza perish bekunshus. Tavshel shekorin slinkuk. Okay. Shemefarin bopas v'kashen. So, It's a cooked dish made out of bread, right? Like bread kugel, something like that. So in other words, it's baked bread that basically you break up the pieces into bread and you cook those pieces. Okay, that's Rashi. So and Tosfos says that's good, but and I'd almost accept that, but contextually, it doesn't fit in our whole discussion. Meaning, look what just happened with us. We were discussing menachos. And the whole point is that by a mincha, it's going to be broken up into small pieces. And then the Gemara just smoothly transitions into a discussion of chavitza. According to Rashi, the whole point is that first it was baked, then it was cooked.
So you have to have more than a chazayis?
Wait, before that point. Right? So Tosfos says, I don't understand. We're not talking about cooking anything over here. The whole point of the Gemara and the whole thrust of the discussion is you break it up into pieces. And the point that the Gemara is about to make is You still make hamotzi even though you break it up into little pieces. And cooking is not an issue over here. Cooking is not part of the discussion. The discussion revolves around the fact that I break it up into little pieces. And what do you want to tell me? Well, by some menachos, you know, they get fried, and that frying process may be similar to the cooking process that Rashi is describing. No, you'll see later on. That frying has nothing to do with it. And you learn the Gemara in Brachos, and over there, if you cook bread, in other words, you have bread and then you cook it, well, what's an example?
Bread cooked.
French toast? French toast is fried.
Stuffing is a good example.
Right? Stuffing, right? You have the bread and then you cook it. Okay, good.
Yeah. But it's made up into a lot of little pieces.
So if those pieces, the Gemara says, if those pieces are kazayis, so then you're going to make hamotzi, and if they're not, so then you're going to make a mazonos. Tosha spends solid amounts of time pointing out that cooking is not the issue over here. So umefarsh rabbeinu tam de chavitza hein petitim dakin shemadbikin osan ayidei devash or ayidei chalav v'shemen ke'ein tigon shal mincha. Now, so Rabbeinu Tam says, you know what's going on over here? It's very simple. I had bread, I break it up into small pieces, and I take those pieces and I put them back together again. Basically, I try to recreate the bread. Right? I use some sort of adhesion, edible adhesion, honey or oil, right? Something that'll get those pieces stuck together again. Okay. So now, okay, good. So that's what the discussion here is revolving. So, Amar Rav Yosef, Hai Chavitza Dis Be Perurin, Kezayis, Mevarchin Alav Hamotzi Lechem in Haaretz. Eleis Be Perurin, Kezayis, Mevarchin Alav Boramein Mezon. So, I have bread that I break up into small pieces. If those pieces that I, let's go with Rabbeinu Tam. If those pieces I put back together again, I stick it back together again, if those pieces are over a size of a Kezayis, correct Brachas Hamotzi. If those pieces are less than a kezayis, so then the correct bracha is not amotzi, but the correct bracha is mezonos, meaning that it is no longer considered bread. It's still made up of flour, and like all flour products that are not bread, the bracha is mezonos. So if those pieces are smaller than a kezayis, so then the correct bracha is mezonos.
So
on our stuffing, okay, I'm not a posek, right? Major disclaimer. So on stuffing, if those pieces, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if those pieces that were used to make your stuffing are less than a kezayis, so then the bracha on the stuffing would be mezonos. Okay. Am Rav Yosef Menamin Allah. Now Rav Yosef says, how do I know this? Where do I get this from? Ditanya, Haya Omen Omakrav Menachos B'Yushalayim. When you're bringing your mincha in Yushalayim. So Omer, so the first bracha you're going to make is Shechi Yanav Kimanav Yanav Lazmanazah. Not Lan La'echlan. Good. That is when you are offering it, right? You're doing the mitzvah for the first time. First time of your life, first time of the year. Okay, that
you
subject.
You say that when you're offering it,
right.
Way before you're going to start.
Right, before you're eating it. Then, not lama achlan, now as you're about to eat it, amar, hamotzi lechem in ha'aretz, vitznan, good. So in other words, take that piece of information, that the bracha is hamotzi. Now what are you going to do? Look at our Mishnah and Menachos. Meaning, Rav Yosef is putting together two pieces of information. One is that we know that the Braisa says Hamotzi is the correct bracha, you make over a mincha. And then our Mishnah Menacho says, what size is the pieces of bread? Vitzanam v'kulam pesisa b'kezayis. And the size of the piece of bread is kezayis. Which means that had it been less than a kezayis, it's no longer Hamotzi. Well, there is an opinion of Rabbi Shmuel that says that you crumble it into crumbs. Now that obviously is not our Mishnah, obviously. But let me ask you this question. According to Rabbi Shmuel, where you crumble it to crumbs and then you piece it back together again. So what do you want to tell me? That you don't make hamotzi? Now, bechitem achanami. Now, what are you going to tell me? Yeah, correct. That's the conclusion. I don't make hamotzi. V'atanya. Likim mekulam kezayis v'achulim chametz hu anishkaritz ne'matzah hu adam yotze bo yideh chavasa b'pesach. So there is a brisa that says that when you crumble it and you put it back together again, so on Pesach, you can fulfill your mitzvah of eating matzah. It's bread, meaning not chametz bread, but you understand it's a motzi. So hachavamai is going to be she'ir son. So the Gemara says, no, well, that's talking about not that I just stick it together and with a little bit of honey, but there I really put it back together again. I, again, using scientific terminology, I mush it back together again. So ihachi hainu diktani Allah v'husha achlam b'chdei achilas pras v'ibishi irsan sha'achlami ba'elai. So the Gemara says, well, really? In other words, because it stipulates that you have to eat those pieces b'chdei achilas pras. If it's all one clump, if it's all together, so why do I have to specify? But you got to eat all those little pieces. So the Gemara says, well, we could say over there that, yeah, those are crumbs that are coming from a larger piece of bread. Meaning that it's a crumb, but since I have the original bread, so then the correct bracha is going to be hamotzi. My havi'ala. So the Gemara says, okay. Nothing can be said absolutely from the Mishnah, meaning that supports Rav Yosef's halacha. So conclusion: Rav Sheshes Amar Afilu Pirum Shein Bahem Kezayis. Rav Sheshes says even if the crumbs are less than a kezayis, I put it back together again, it's hamotzi. Amar Rava v'hu di'ika torisa denahama aleha. It's gotta look like bread. It's gotta have the form. It's gotta somehow resemble the original bread. Okay. Now, I know you're gonna ask me a lot of questions. Croutons, schnitzel with the breadcrumb layer on top. Our stuffing for the turkey. So, look. I'm not sure. You're right. I'm not sure posek. But I tell you where the Gemara ends off today. The Gemara ends off today that Rav Sheshes says the kezayis is not really the determining factor. Even if the bread is broken up into pieces that are smaller than a kezayis, if it resembles the original piece of bread that it was, so then the bracha is hamotzi. If it does not have what the Gemara calls turisa denahama, right, the form and the shape of bread, it no longer resembles bread. I don't know 100% know what that means. I don't even think I know 50% what that means. But if it resembles the shape of bread, so if it doesn't resemble the shape of bread, so then it converts to a mezonos. You know what's popular? Those chips, those bread chips, those pita chips.
Yeah. Chips,
so that's another one you can ask your local Orthodox rabbi. But again, though, how do we get onto this discussion of hamotzi? Because our Mishnah, when discussing the mitzvah of pesisa, says you break it up into pieces, and those pieces still resemble kezayis. And Rabbi Yosef says, what do you see? That once it's less than a kezayis, so it's no longer hamotzi. But the Gemara does not accept Rav Yosef, bottom line. Bottom line, Rav Sheshes, even if it's less than a kezayis, if it still has a form of bread, so then it's hamotzi.